It's 2 o'clock, so I'm going to start. As I said before, I'm going to be recording the audio for this, so if you don't want your voice to appear on the internet, then don't speak. Hello, everybody. My name is Terence Egan. I'm going to talk to you about location-based QR codes. First of all, stick your hands up if you know what a QR code is. Some people, stick your hands up if you don't know what a QR code is. Stick your hand up if you're in the wrong session altogether. Okay, here we go. So this is a little project that I've started, born out of frustration. So I'll get to what a QR code is and why they're so useful in just a second. But this is a photo snapped by I am Dan W, who I think is wandering around here today somewhere, which is at Waterstone. They've now got posters saying check in here on Foursquare. Hands up if you're a member of Foursquare. Yeah. Okay. So Foursquare allows you to check in to sort of post. Yes, I'm at this location, and you can leave tips and see what your friends are doing. All very good. And if you check in enough, you become the mayor. And if you're the mayor, you win nothing. But you get a good feeling at Waterstone. You get 20% off your food. Okay. So Foursquare is pretty awesome. It's pretty cool at the moment. All the kids do it. The problem is with these location-based services, like anything, is that you've got something like Foursquare. We've also got GoWalla. Anyone here on GoWalla? It's like another version of Foursquare. And Rumble. Anyone here on Rumble? Like a British version of Foursquare. And you've also got Google Places. And you've got Yelp. And you've got all sorts of places. And hundreds and hundreds of these different things. Facebook Places. There we go. Any other location services which people use? Got Facebook Places. There's, you know, you can do things with Yahoo Maps and no doubt Bing and all sorts of things. And that annoys me because there's lots of different services and they're all different. Should just be one service, but we'll get to that in a moment. So, which one are you on? Is quite interesting from a personal point of view. You're on Facebook Places. You're on GoWalla. You're on Foursquare. But which one is the building on? If Weatherstones are only marked on Foursquare, what do you do if you're on GoWalla or somewhere else? It can be a bit confusing to work out where you should be, what you should be doing, if you want to tell your friends how to let them know. So, is there a better way? Well, this is a QR code. So this is it's an open standard, it's an ISO standard, it's royalty and patent free, more or less, well, as good as. And this is a machine-readable code. It's a 2D barcode. So just like on the back of your pack of crisps, you've got a barcode, which is just one-dimensional, which is a vertical line. It's two-dimensional, made up of lots of little squares. So if any of you have a phone with a scanner on, you can scan it now. If you've got a phone without a scanner, what phone do you have, sir?
Android,
yep. Download ZXIMG.
What do I need to download?
Is that on iPhone? There's OptiScanner. If you just type in QR, and if you've got a non-smartphone, there's Enigma and BTag and all sorts of things for BlackBerry. Almost every phone has a scanner. The Symbian phones, I believe, come with them pre-installed. Certainly the N95s do. But it's really quick. I mean, this is absolutely massive. You know, the print is huge, but they can be really quite small, and your phone will still scan them in. So what happens if scanning something. So what I thought is, how can I use something like a QR code, which a QR code can contain any sort of data. It could contain just a piece of text saying, hi, how are you? It could contain a phone number which you can ring. So rather than you having to see a number on an advert and think, oh, I must remember to type that into my phone. Or it can contain a URL which can take your phone and point its web browser somewhere. So I've created a little service, which is called X Marks the Spot. And the idea is that you see a QR code, you scan it in, and then you can check in on Foursquare or... Come on in. Are you in for this one or for the one over there? Fantastic. You see a QR code, see it, scan it, and check in. And what does it take you to? Well, this is... Hopefully you will have seen this by the entrance of the skit. This is a poster which I created with the help of... Super Deluxe Sam, who you can find on Twitter, is at Super Deluxe Sam. And this is my idea. This is what I want to see businesses and venues and places like the Skiff and your workplace are doing, which is having a poster like this, which is human readable with a map saying you are here, because that's kind of useful to know where you are and what the streets are around you. here's a list of all the services that we're on. So Facebook, Rumble, Google Places, GoWallah, Foursquare, Twitter, Brightkite, I forgot Brightkite earlier, Pleases, and all sorts of these weird and wonderful services. And hey, here's the machine readable bit, which is you scan in this QR code, or if you don't have a QR code scanner, you can just type in this very short URL, xnts.mobi/whatever the name of the venue is. And what does it do? Well, it takes you to, at the moment, this is a very simple mobile formatted page, which if anyone hasn't scanned that in and would like to now, you'll see takes you to here. So at the moment, it's a simple list, which just says, hey, there's Foursquare, right, these are the services that they're on. It's some advertising to make me filthy rich.
Can I scan that? Amazing.
Ping, and it will go, and it will launch the browser.
Like
yeah. And yeah, as someone mentioned, they are degradable. So they've got, if I do that, you could probably still scan it in. You can obscure up to about a third of the code. And as long as these three squares are more or less unfettered, you'll be fine. So you see a poster like this, and I've also stuck one up at future platforms. I've given one to Tech Hub and expanding it, and you can scan in and you get this page here. And this will be expandable, so if more services come up, you can say, oh great, well this place is listed on Brightkite, I can check it out. And what does it look like when you click on there? Well, all of these services have mobile web components. So one of the problems with things like Foursquare and GoWallah is for a lot of them you need to download the application. And that's right, but if you've got that one phone which they haven't built for, or if they're only on iPhone and you've got Android, or you've got a Symbian but the developers are too cool to develop for a proper mobile phone operating system, then you're kind of out of luck. Well, with all these services, they've got mobile web enabled check-in. So there's Foursquare, and it'll tell you there's a skiff, there's a special on that. That's what GoWallah looks like, and it uses, you can just about see up there, location-based services within the browser to make sure you're close enough to check in. Brightkite is a little boring on the mobile web, but it works. Google has got all sorts of things, including clickable phone numbers, and great, so you can click to call. And also Places, Yelp, and Rumble, they've all got mobile services as well. So all you need is a fairly basic phone with a QR reader, which is 90% of phones with a browser will have a QR reader application, whether the user's got it or not, and a mobile web browser. And you don't need to install anything else. And you can immediately check in using your favorite service. So the plan is, eventually, this is something I created on Monday, is to allow a venue to go to xmts.mobi and say, okay, I am the skiff, and here's the details of me on, here's my .tel, here's my Twitter page, here's Brightkite, blah, 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 hit save, and say, right, well, here's a poster that you can print out, or you can buy it through this shop, and, you know, get an A4 or an A3, one which you can stick up anywhere, and to sell advertising. So mobile advertising actually works, more or less. I run a couple of small sites which have got advertising in, and at the moment, you know, they net me a few dollars a week. It's not massive, but obviously this will become the next big thing, so definitely billions and billions in it. But I need a little help, and so I've corralled you all in here today and won't let you go without telling you that, I've built this as a proof of concept. There's a database which lists venue name and its IDs and all these various location-based services, and a bit of mod rewrite magic which allows you to visit it on your mobile phone, and a QR generator. The next thing that I need to think about is, well, how do I build a site where people can actually log in and alter their own data? How do I make sure that I'm not opening myself to SQL injection attacks and all these cool stuff like that? I know that PHP can take, I've got my own QR code generator which is written in PHP, but how can I manually assemble a poster like that using the so this map is from OpenStreetMap, so it's freely reproducible, and you know, things like that. So essentially what I'm looking for at the moment is some constructive comments, you know, what do you think of it, some constructive criticism or really harsh criticism, and to see if anyone would be interested in helping build up something like this to a slightly more professional service. This is, like I say, built in a long weekend. as I can say, fabulous riches await, which of course is a lie, but it will be a lot of fun, which may also be a lie, it might be rubbish. but I think it's going to be really interesting. What I haven't done in this presentation is talked about why QR codes, and the report came out by Scanbuy, who are a vendor of QR technology, saying that in the UK and the US, scanning has gone up 700% in the last quarter. We're starting to see these in mainstream magazines. So Wallpaper magazine, I work for the company who publishes it, but this talk isn't on behalf of them, have now started putting QR codes in their magazine, so you can go and you can watch a YouTube video about the article. We're starting to see them more on TV advertising, advertising hoardings, people putting QR stickers up against certain things. Really, you can, because you can put any data you like in a QR code, it becomes really useful to say, well, rather than trying to remember a long phone number or a short code to text to get some information, scan in the QR code and it will either take you there as well or it will start sending off an SMS on your behalf. So that's it. This is a fairly short talk so we can have a bit of a discussion, but I just want to say thank you all very much for coming along and listening to me.